The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen. Daf membet perek haskata batim. We are learning today's daf in Nishmat Avram ben Esther. Ruach Hashem t'nihanu b'gan Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Mem Aleph Amud Bet. And we are starting from the 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Shiloshah lekuchot mitztarfin. That's a halakha nitzah. Three different purchasers are mitztaref in order to make a hazakah of 3 years. Okay, what's the case? Rashbam. Sadeh sheyesh edim shaitas shel Reuven kol hayamim. That's a starting point. For we know for a fact, the field once belonged to Reuven. Okay? He had a... an ownership at one point. The Azik ba Shimon Shana. Okay? Shimon then had a Hazakah for a year. Kito'en Shekana Mereuven. He claims he bought it from Reuven. Ve'harkach makra Shimon Levi b'shtar. Shimon sells the field to Levi with a shtar. The Azik Levi Shana. And Levi lived on the field for a year. Ve'harkach makra Levi Yehuda. And Levi sold it to Yehuda. Ve'katav lo shtar mekra kedekaman. Ve'azik ba Shana. So you got 3 years from three different people. Hares shalosh shanim. Now, it's 1 year per person. The Atar Uven, the original owner, the kam me'ar'er ve'omer, ki lo machra l'shimon. He's coming today, I never sold it to Shimon. He's claiming on Yehuda now, because Yehuda's living on the field. So he's claiming to Yehuda, hey, I never sold it to Shimon in the first place. The Yehuda to'ein harei hazaknu ben shloshtenu shalosh shanim. Hey, listen, between all of us, we lived on the field for 3 years, and you didn't open your mouth to either of us. Ve'lo ma'hita, v'shimon shelakha mimcha, She'anu ba'im mekocho, which means Shimon, that we're all coming from Shimon, because we're claiming that you sold it to Shimon, and Shimon sold it to Levi, etc. Lo ayalu lizeir b'shtad yotin megimel shanim. It's 3 years ago. So Shimon doesn't have his documents, because after 3 years he throws away his shtad. Then Uven meshiv lefi shekol echad mekem, lo azik shalosh shanim elas shana, lo chashti limchot. Uven's claim is, listen, each one of you guys living on the field for a year, I said, I don't got to make a mahah. I kept on trading possessions. So I said, you don't need to make a mahah. Because I thought that from the fact that you keep on moving it, it's like it's probably stolen. Because usually stolen property, you keep on moving it to get out of your possessions. So when I saw this guy one year, I said, what do we got to make a mahah for? Shaiti ru'e shatim yire'im lahazik. I saw you were afraid to hold on to the field. Like normal people hold on to it. I didn't know what you were doing, that you were selling it to each one to make a hazakah for a year, and then you have 3 years. But the deen is what? It is 3 years. And therefore, since he didn't open his mouth, he loses his claim. And therefore, it's considered a hazakah, and Yehuda could stay in the field. Good? So that's the deen. Shalosha lekuchot mitztarfin. Amarav vechulan b'shtar. Oh, a very important rule over here. All this is talking about with a shtar, which means so long as the fields were sold with a shtar. Why? Look at Rashbam. Vechulan b'shtar. Actually, this says shebishtar apiku kala, because when there's a shtar, there's a kol. Okay. Which means when you sell something with a shtar, the word gets out. V'yadar Reuven. Reuven knows it was sold. He knows already that Shimon sold it to Levi, and Levi sold it to Yehuda. So therefore, he can't claim, well, I had no idea about it. You knew that it was sold, and you still kept quiet. Oh, you still kept quiet. There must be that the other guys make a hazakah. Da'afka, you could say that the word got back to the original owner. How was that? Well, he sold it with a shtar. That's mom. The Adar Uven with Lomi Haif seed, Abba Belo Star, Matsi Tain, Haide Lomare, Shelo Azika Hamikel Shoshalim, Velo Azika Tok, the Maske Inche, which means, but if it's not with a star, then already he has a claim. He says, I could say, listen, I didn't make a maha, because I saw you people were, you know, not living on it like normal people living on 1 year, 1 year, 1 year. But if it's a star, there was a call. So call that was sold. So how come he didn't scream then? Was sold regular with a shtar. How come he didn't say anything?
So the second and the third guy have a shtar?
Yeah, shtar ite kala, shemit asfim le as she says. That's what says. They all gathered to write the shtar, ul chotmo. Ve'akol shum'im. And says, lememra le savar rav, shtar ite kala ve'adim let le kala. Oh, you telling me over here a rule that Rav holds that only a shtar has a kol. But you tell me if they would sell it with Eidim, there's no kol when it comes to Eidim, when you sell something with Eidim? Oh, what do you mean? Ve'amar Rav, mocher sadeh be'Eidim. A guy sells a field with Eidim. Witnesses, right? Witnesses were there when they sold the field. Goveh menechasim mishubadim. Oh, we have a law. When I sell a field, so you bought it, right? Now all of a sudden, there was a lien on the field. Somebody has a lien, right? So the deen is, I could come along and take that field away from the purchaser, from the guy that bought it. Why? Because when I sell something with Eidim, there's a kol. Which means, when I'm selling with Eidim, we assume that what? Everybody hears that there's a sale going on. What does that do for me? Look at the bottom Rashbam. Hamokhez sadeh be'Eidim. Ve'kibel alav ahlayut. Which means the owner accepted upon himself responsibility. I mean, if somebody's going to take that field away from you, I'll back it up. Gove halokeyach mena mocher, the purchaser can now go back to the mocher. Afilu menechasim shesherbed umeshken umachar karkaotav ahal mechirazu shekibel alav achayut. Right. Vetaan v'mishum de'edim mafki lekala. וידוע לקרות שמחר זה קרקע באחריות, והיה להם להניח למוכר בני חורין, כשיעור האחריות, אמה עדים ולא שטר התלקלה. This is the case of him. Reuven goes sells a field to Shimon. He sells it to him with עדים. Okay? And he accepts upon himself אחריות. Which means, if somebody takes that field away from you, I will be personally guaranteeing it. Okay? What happens, the deal is, if somebody, one of the creditors goes, takes that field away, he can come back, the buyer can come back to Reuven, and now take the field. Unless he has no fields. So now he can go to fields that he sold after they have a shi'bud on it now. Fields that I sold after have a lien on it because I sold this field by achrayut. Now how are these guys supposed to know that I sold the field with liens? Because normally if I know that there's a lien, so I'm going to make sure when I buy something, I'm going to make sure that you still have property left over in your portfolio so they won't come after me. I'm going to make sure that if somebody's going to come with the lien now, they're going to take it from property that you have. I don't want them to come to me now. I just bought something. So from the fact that they can come to me, must be an edim, there's a call. So must be the call, must be he knew. And therefore, you can't say, oh, I had no idea that when I bought the field, there was a, you must have heard the first property was sold. And therefore, you knew that there was a shabud over there. And if when you bought it, you can't claim, oh, I had no idea they're going to come after me. You should have known. How are you supposed to know? Because edim put out a call. Not the case again. Edim went and he sold the field with Edim. I'm responsible for the field. Once there's Edim, the whole world hears that now. We're assuming. Good? So therefore now, subsequently, the guy sold the field now to someone else. That someone else must have known that I sold this field with Edim because he heard it from the Edim because there's a call. And therefore, if now the field is taken away, he can come along, the purchaser, and take it away from the guy that bought it after. And he can't say, I had no idea. Because that's the deen. The deen is, if there's a call. Because you know what? Because if there's a call, you know what I would do? If I'm buying a field, I say, you know what? I know you have a lot of, you guaranteed a lot of properties. I don't want nobody coming to me. So I'm going to make sure when I buy a field from you, I'm going to leave you with something. So they'll take it from that item. I don't want to come to me. From the fact that we say they were allowed to come to you, it's only must because he knew about it. And still he bought it. So therefore, you see, why is it only Shtar makes a call, Edim make a call also? That's the Gemara's question. So Gemara says, Hatam likuchot ninu. The Gemara answers now, over there, that's a buyer. So therefore, it's a buyer make a difference. Inu afsidu anafshayu. They cause themselves the loss. Look at the bottom, Rashbam. Shari likuchot. Afagav de mechira be'edim belo shtar letekala. Which is right. Really, I'll tell you, without a shtar, there is no kol. But you know what? They did it to themselves. They should have checked. If you're going to buy something, so go see if there's anything outstanding over there that they might come to take of you. There's no kol. But don't worry, you do diligence. Look at the top Rashbam. They threw their money for nothing. If they if he sold any property with guarantees, but when it comes to the 3 years of the kuhot, you know, the 3 year item, וכיוון דלק השטר במחירות הללו, ולא יצא הכל ממנה, לא היה לו לחקור. דממר אמר, לפי שירים נחזיק בקרקע שלא אכלו כל אחד שלוש שנים. In this case of it, when there's no star, right away the guy suspects these guys are thieves. Why aren't they living on the field like normal people? They're transferring, they're transferring it. So therefore, when it's a star, it's not the pshat that it makes a call. The star gives the guy an understanding that these guys think it's theirs.
Right.
So think it's theirs. You better make a maha. You better scream. Mashiach, if it's just sold with Adim, so these guys are just, without a start, he thinks that they're just pushing it along in order to get rid of the field. Because they really now don't belong on it. What do I got to scream for? They're not living on the field like normal people. But in a regular kohot, Adim would work just like a start. In regular kohot, even if you sell it by Adim, yeah, there's no difference between Adim and start by kohot. Why? You should have done your due diligence. When you go buy a field, you should have asked, hey, if any fields are stealing, are they going to come back to my field? Are they going to, did you pledge this field as a loan, collateral, or it's going to come back to me? Okay. Umi Amar Rav Acher, did Rav indeed say this? Why? Which means he said enough, Edim is enough to go after Lekuchot, go after Mishur Badim. Did he say that? It says, why? I lend money to my friend with a shtar. Okay, you lend money with a shtar, now already you can go after properties that I sold. I lent money, the guy doesn't want to pay back. I say, okay, where's my money? I don't have it. He sold a field after the loan. I can go after that field. Why? Because we had a shtar. But if I only lent money with edim, I can only take property that the borrower has, but I can't go after property that he sold. So you see what? There's a difference between shtar and edim. Kabbala says, v'chi tema rav tana hu palig. So Rav's a tana. Rav can argue on this mishnah. This mishnah you're asking for. The Mishnah, Rav can argue with the Mishnah. Rav holds no difference between Shtar and Adim. Both can go after the Chasim and Mishur Badim. But Rav and Shmuel, both they said, both together, Malve al peh eno gove, lo mena yorshim velo mena lekuchot. So Malve al peh, when you lend somebody money verbally, without a Shtar, eno gove, you're not allowed to collect, not from yorshim, not from inheritors. Which means if, let's say, the guy dies, you cannot go to the inheritors to get the money. The estate, v'lo mena lekuchot, clearly. You cannot go to lekuchot. So you see, clearly, Rav says, when you do it without a shtar, you can't go after pledged properties, you can't go after lekuchot. So Gemara says, what are you talking? Malve azebini karamit. You're asking a question from somebody that lends money to somebody that buys property? It's a big difference. Malve ki kayazif bitsina kayazif. When a person borrows money, how does he borrow money? He borrows money in hiding. Why does he borrow money in hiding? Ki echi delo litzilu nichse ale. Because otherwise, if everybody finds out he's borrowing money, his whole portfolio is going to sink. Because everybody says, oh, he needs money, so his real estate is going to go down. So when a person borrows money, he borrows money bitsina. So therefore, that's why he can't, the lender, can I go after the kohot? Because how are the kohot going to know? They have no idea that he even borrowed money. Because people borrow money, but said, zibine. But people that buy fields, man disbin, a guy that sells fields, he sells it in public. Why is he selling it in public? So he gets the best price. He wants everybody to know he's selling the field, so he can get the best price. So therefore, everybody will know that it was sold. And therefore, even when you just sold it with Adim, people know, hey, I know there was a field that was sold over there, and I know you couldn't get, you probably gave him, you pledged responsibility, hey, they're going to come after me. You should have known that when you bought it from this guy, that he has fields out there that are pledged, and therefore he can come after you. There's a difference between a malveh and a mechet. Milveh, loans are done in private. Because the guy doesn't want everybody to know he's pressed for cash. Because then all his fields are going to go down then. He needs money. No, so therefore, that's why if the borrower can't pay, the lender cannot go after likuhot. Because they can say, hey, we never heard about this. Then we understand why you never heard about it. But sheik in a field, when I sell a field, everybody knows about it. Because I sell it in public. So therefore, you should have known about it as well. And then when I sold you a field subsequently, you should have known there was a chance that, you know, if his field gets taken away, they're coming after yours. So therefore, there's a difference between a melveh and a zemine, a sale. Right? Zabine, man de zabine, arabe, faresya de zabine. Kiechi de le pukla kala. So the voice will go out, so you get the best price. Are we okay? Tarubana, we have a blaita. Akhla ha'av shana. Okay, the father ate it for 1 year. The father lived on the field for 1 year. Vabin shtayim. And the kid lived on the field for 2 years. Father died, the kid lived on it for 2 years. Or the opposite. Ha'av shtayim. The father lived on the field for 2 years. Vabin shana. Or, ha'av shana. Vabin shana. Valokeyah shana. The son sold it. And the third guy, the guy living on the field, he lived on the field for a year. Harezu hazaka. This is considered hazaka. You could consider, like we learned earlier, you consider the 2 years of the father, 1 year of the kid, the 1 year of the kid, 2 years of the father, or 1 year father, 1 year kid, and 1 year lokeya. It's good. Which means, and the original guy cannot come along and say, hey, each guy lived on the field for 1 year. No, it's mistarif. Okay? And the Gemara says, Lememra, what do we learn from over here? De lokeyach itle kala. A lokeyach that buys some of yoresh, there must be a kol. Right or wrong? Because we're saying it's considered hazaka. That means when the lokeyach, when the yoresh sold it to the lokeyach, to the sold it, must be there's a kol. And that's why he should have made a maha'ah. And you didn't. Okay, that's a fact. So Gemara says, what mean we have a contradiction? Achla b'fnei ha'av shana. U'b'fnei ha'ben shnayim. Reuven's living on a field. Okay? Reuven ate from the field 1 year in front of the father and 2 years in front of the son. Okay, nobody said anything to him. Or the opposite. B'fnei ha'av shnayim. U'b'fnei ha'ben shana. Again, nobody told him anything. 3 years on the field. B'fnei ha'av shana, or let's say in front of the father 1 year. U'fnei ha'ben shana, and in front of the son for 1 year. U'b'fnei lokeyach shana. And the son, thinking that it's his field still, he sold it. He sold to another guy, and he lived on the field another year with that guy, thinking that he bought it. 1 year father, 1 year son. The son sold it, because he holds it's his. And the guy lived on another year without anybody telling him anything. Harezu hazaka. This is considered a hazaka. The isal kadatach lokeyach itle kala. Oh, here's the big question. If you say that a lokeyach, a guy that buys, there's a kol, which means when you buy, when you sell something without a shtar, if you tell me there's a kol, en lecha maha'a gedola mizu. This guy made the biggest maha'a. You know what the biggest maha'a is? When I sell a field, because I think it's mine. Which means the son sold it. Why is the son selling it? Because he thinks it's his. Isn't that the biggest maha you can make? When I sell a field, that's the biggest. If you hold that there's a call, that's the biggest maha. Must be from the fact that you say, he sold it, means nothing. Because what do we say? Must be, he never found out about it. He doesn't even know about it. And therefore, he lived on the field for 3 years. One from the father, one from the son. And then the son sold it to some guy. Well, if there's a call, if everybody's supposed to know about it, so then that's to be considered a maha. From the fact that you're saying that he could live on the field for 3 years, must be it's not considered a maha. Look at the Rashbam. Rashbam. Harezu hazaka. See Rashbam? Harezu hazaka. Velo matzi mapik le lokeyach deben miyadet de mahzik. The third guy cannot throw the guy that's being mazik on the field off. Mishum de kata'in mazik, shtar hayali mina'av. He says, listen, I bought this fear from the father. I held on this stuff for 3 years. And now the 3 years are up. The father had it for a year. The son had it for a year. You had it for a year. You know, your son sold it for a year to you. Nobody opened their mouth. I'm not my star. Right, here's the key line there. He says, "Shelo yadati." I had no idea. Miliki katcham min aben. I had no idea that that you even bought that you that your son sold it to you. Lesof shteshanim delokeiach miben let lekala. The lokeiach from the son. There's no call on that. Velo havia machaa, and therefore there is no. Maha, that's what the Mahzik is saying. The Mahzik is saying, listen, I was on the field there, I bought it from his father. I had a star, by the way, I don't have a star anymore. Because 3 years already passed. I had 3 years passed. The father's gone. The son, that's 2 years. The son sold it to another guy. Nobody brought it to my attention. Nobody made a Maha at all. So if I threw the star away, now the third guy say, "Hey, I bought it. See you later." So the guy, what are you talking about? Which means if you're saying when somebody sells something, there's a call. Within 2 years, the son sold it, right? You should have held on to the star. Kol hayamim ad demaral l'shtar lokeach. Dai lokeach. Abal b'shalosh shanim achar hashtar en dai. And die, which means, why didn't you hold on to your shtar? You sold it. You claiming you bought it from the father. The father was a year, and then the son saw you living on the field for a year. He didn't say anything to you either. But wait, the son made a maha. What's his maha? He sold it from the son selling it. What is he claiming really? His actions speak louder than any maha he could ever make. The son is saying that really it is mine. So therefore, if you're going to hold that what? The Gemara's Lashon. V'isal kadatach lo keya'it lekala. And if you're going to say that what? There's a call that when the karka was bought from the Yoresh, why does the Braita say that the mahzik has a chazakah? En lecha maha gedola mizu. The ben is being mocheh within 3 years. He should have held out the ishtar. Elai maso that what? That mechirat karka miyoresh lelokeyach en la kol. When you're selling it from the yoresh, sells it, there's no kol. Ufichach en hi mo'ila lebatel tahzaka. Shkere ma'zik yachol leton, the ma'zik can say, shelo shema klal la mechira. Right, the ma'zik can say, he never heard about the mechira, and therefore since he didn't hear about the mechira, 3 years were up, and he threw it out. Right. If he hears about the Mechira, he's got to hold on to his document. Ela must be, you have to say, that he never heard about the sale. And therefore, since he didn't hear about the sale, 3 years passed, he threw out the ishtar. So what do you see from this Braita? That when a Yoreh sells to somebody, there is no kol. That's why the Mahzik can claim, I threw away my ishtar. I had no idea that he even sold it to you.
Right.
Oh, but what do you mean? So make up your mind. One place it's mashma that there is a call on the mechira, and there it's mashma no. So Amar Papa, so the Papa comes along and says, "Kitanyahi, that which we just said, this braita b'mocher sadotav stam. He's selling the fields." Stam. He didn't specify which field he's selling. Really, I'll tell you, there's a call. When I sell a field, there's a call. Everybody knows about it. Right, he sold his whole portfolio. So the guy has no idea which field was he selling. I don't know if he sold this field, that field. He just sold fields. Stam. Look at the Rashbam. Amar Papa Le'olam Emalak De'lokeyach It Lekala. When you sell it to a lokeyach, everybody knows about it. So why do you consider it a macha? He says, Lekiat Lokey Min Aben Mishum De'machal Aben Kol Sadotav Stam. He sold them all his fields. Otam shayu shel aviv. V'toena lokeh shegam zeh sadeh kaniti. Beklal kar otav kunan. He said, I bought this field also. Tamir lekos tav v'chal v'chutz mezu. Avad iman. Right? Which means, the case of Mary is he sold them all his fields. And he wasn't mefaret at the time that he sold, which fields he's selling them. So since he didn't specify which fields he's selling them, right? So he could say the kavana was for these fields, but not the field that's supplied by the other guy. So it's not a maha.
It's a bulk sale.
Right. So therefore, he can't say, I made a maha. No, you sold the fields that you were able to sell. The field that's by the other guy, you didn't sell. So if it's not a maha. But in Nechemim, if that was the only field, and he sold it, Nechemim, in the Hag of the Lamizu. Because there's a call. And if the Mazik should have heard about it, if he wish should have held out the Ishtar. But not when he's selling it, he's unloading all his properties. I'm selling you all the properties. All the properties, that can mean he hears it. So what does he hear? You know, all the properties, meaning that he's able to sell. But not this one. This one is mine. So therefore, he threw out his start. Mashiach, if he said specifically this property, so then already, hold on to your documents. So therefore, in the bottom line, there is a call when it comes to selling. Come the next Mishnah. All these cases now are interesting situations that the Mishnah is going to teach us that even though these people are holding on to the shtar, holding on to the item for 3 years or more, it's not a hazakah. For example, ha'umanim, unuman. You give a guy something to fix. He's uman. He's a craftsman. He's holding on to the item for 3 years. It's not a hazakah. Everybody knows. You gave it to him to fix. It's not his. He's a craftsman. So whenever a craftsman comes along and says, this is my item, you don't believe it. He doesn't get a hazakah uman. Look at the Rashbam. They take the goods to the house, the taken, kidding, you go to sabain, painters and things like that, or kofsin, you know, the launderers, hayatim, tailors, or surke begadim, they comb the garments, shetuanim lakovin, also they come along and say, yeah, he sold it to me. En laim hazaka, velo be'azkat shalosh shanim mighty. Which means not azkat shalosh shanim. We're not talking about a 3 year item. Normally we have a normal hazaka, what's under my hands is mine. I'm holding it, it's mine. Okay? The stam uman lo shiach ele b'metaltlin. An uman, the 3 year item only applies to karka. An uman is not dealing with karka, uman is dealing with movables. So the 3 year kazaka does not apply over here. So what do we talk about over here? The shalosh shanim only applies to karka. Ava b'metaltle, mishu mohzak b'shel havero, afilu shah ahad she'anu lo'im shosim b'tachat yado. When I see you holding on to something for 1 second, even though the other guy's witness is that it once belonged to him, ne'eman ze hamazik lomar lakua hi biyadi. The guy's ne'eman to say, I bought it. The stam lo keyak metatim ha'averot b'lo edim u'kone, u'blo shtar. Good. So therefore, ha'chaname gabe umanim. Which means this item over here, normally, when I'm holding on an item, you come along and say, hey, it's mine. Since I'm holding it, I'm the iman to say, yeah, it was yours, but you sold it to me. Where's the edim? People usually sell items without edim, so you don't need edim. And they sell without shtar, therefore, I'm the iman. But if you're an uman, you're not the iman to say that. Because everybody gives you your items. What, every uman's not going to take an item to fix? Oh, by the way, he sold it to me. Nah. If you're an uman, you don't get that ne'emanut. Right, all types of umanim that get stuff to their house to fix, they don't have an emanut to say, the item is mine. Okay? Things that you normally send to them, obviously. Okay? Because this guy's edin that it was his, by the way. This guy's edin that it was his. And you're an uman. You're going to come now, he sold it to me. That's fishy. We know it's his. You're an uman. It's an item that normally goes to the uman. Not believed. Because he's claiming I said that to fix. Okay, what's the next item? Shutafin. What's shutafin? Rashbam. Partners. Shiraku karka b'shutafut. Okay, they bought karka, partners. Be'hazik ahad b'halik chavero. One guy now is b'hazik half the field of his friends. He's living on the field for 3 years, or whatever it is. He's saying it's his. Be'achal ko prot shlosh shanim. Ena chazaka. Because that's the derech of partners. You eat for 3 years, I'll eat for 3 years. So therefore you can't say chazaka on that. We're partners. You're going to claim now that I sold it to you? If it was known that we were partners, even though you're living on a place for teas and I didn't open my mouth to you, of course, because I'm your partner. I know next 3 years I'll eat. That's why I didn't open my mouth to you. Right? The arisin, what's arisin? Sharecroppers. That's bam. Shirdin the takena karka. They go down to fix the karka. The mehsa, the shalich, whatever. They get half the crop, a quarter, whatever it is. אם טוען שני חזקה, חזקת בקרקע ואכלתי הפירות, אין החזקה. You know, I was here for 3 years, nobody told me anything. שיכול המערען לה ניסות הורדתי, you can say what do you mean? You thought your field, I sent you down to the work. V'demei ha-perot ha-yam esham ha-pein ha-perot. It's not your field. Good? Or he says, Ina me-menhag arisim, the way of the aris would work was like this, a sharecropper, la'avod karka esr shanim. Let's say that we go down with a 10-year deal, right? Hamesh shanim ochlim ha-be'alim kol ha-perot, she-kol ha-sedeh. V'ag ochlim arisim hamesh shanim kenegdan. He eats for 5 years and he eats for 5 years. So that's the normal way of doing it. So that's why I know my mouth. You're in Aris. Aris, there's no Azaka. Okay, next one. So again, how many? Meshutafim, Varisim, Vaputropin. Apotropos is in charge of the estate of the Yetomim. Everybody knows they're in charge. No, I was living on the 15th, nobody said anything. You're an apotropos, you're the administrator, you're executor of the estate. Elem Azaka. Lo leish Hazaka benichse ishto. Pashut. A man cannot have hazakah on his wife's property. He eats the chsem log, let's say. Right? He eats the fruit of the property. He can't come along and say now, hey, I'm here for 3 years, and now they get divorced, right? So now I come, that's mine. He can't say that. So everybody knows that's the chsem log. Your wife's property, you went down, you're just eating perot, the property belongs to her, and vice versa. Velo li'isha hazakah b'nechse b'ala. Let's say she's using some of the property of the husband, and the husband didn't say anything, because there's no other way the husband lets his wife use the property. She can't come along and say, you didn't say anything for 3 years, and therefore it's mine. Right? Because the mizonot of the husband, mizonot of the wife is on the husband. So he's supporting her. How's it going? Hey, you didn't say anything for 3 years, it's mine. No. You guys can say this pshita these cases. Okay? Continue the Mishnah. Velo le'av b'nechse ha-ben. A father cannot make a hazakah on the son's properties. And vice versa. Velo ben b'nechse ha-av. Because it's like an apotropos. The father, but he's an administrator on the son's properties. Or if the son is using the father, the father gives permission to the son to use the properties. Just because he didn't say anything, does not mean he makes a hazakah. Okay, now we say a rule of the whole perek. All this that we said in the perek, 3 years, or the case over here where the hazakah doesn't work, all this is talking about a mahazik. The guy's on the field, and he's claiming it's mine, you sold it to me, it's fine. However, aval benoten matana, but when you give somebody a gift, you gifted it to him, or ha'achim shehalku, or let's say, brothers are dividing a yirusha, v'machazik b'nechse ager, or let's say, a ger died, his property is hefker, because he has no yorshin, the first guy that gets there, it's his. Na'al ve'gadar u'paratz kolshu, harei ze hazakah. All you got to do is lock a door, or get the put up a fence, or paratz kolshu, or make an opening in the wall. Harei ze hazakah. That's a sale. Or I give you a gift, right? Now I give you a gift. You right away a field. They take the field, it's yours. A gift. Now I put a fence around the field. I don't got to wait 3 years now. Finished. The second I made the hazakah like that, it's mine. Or a gear died. I went, I put a fence around the guy's field. I don't got to wait 3 years now. The hazakah is immediately. Or the case of brothers. Brothers are dividing an estate. The second the one brother puts his fence around it, he owns it. Aval benoten matana befanenu. Guy gives a gift, right? Umodelo. Shiyelek v'yazik. He tells him, go, make hazakah. Kaimala de karka nekti bekesif shtarab hazakah. You can buy karka either one of three ways. Exactly. When the only time the hazakah to me is talking about, I'm on the field, I'm a muhzak, I'm living on the field. Now somebody comes along and says, hey, that's mine. Oh, now you get the 3 year deal. But if I come along and give you a gift, I say, by the way, take it, make a hazakah. You don't get away 3 years. Make a hazakah. Do one of those three items. Na'al, gadar, upara. It's yours immediately. Of the brothers. Brothers that are divided. Each guy wants to get his own property. They don't want no refunds. I don't want you to come to me after and stuff like that. Lock on, exactly. Gadar, he put a wall. Or he made a pritza, an entrance to go in. Finished. Because since I gave you permission to make the hazakah, so it's immediate. Comes the Gemara. Abu de Shmuel ve Levi, the father of Shmuel and Levi. Not the father of Levi. Levi himself. Abu de Shmuel, comma. And Levi, Tanu, in their Mishnah, they had Shutaf in Lo Chazakah. They had partners, there's no Chazakah. they didn't have Uman in their Mishnah. They didn't have the craftsman. But it's a Kotchikin. The Kotchikin Uman. Because if I say partners, that we both own it, there's no Hazakah. Certainly an Uman that doesn't even own the item, certainly there's no Hazakah. If there's no... Understand? It's a Kotchikin. They're going to tap, that's bad. Shutaf. השותפים והאפוטרופוסים, אבל אומן לא טען, דקושקן, אין לו חזקה, דאין לו חלק כלל. דנמה, מיגוד היה לו חלק בו, קנה חברו את חלקו, by שותף, by שותף, I can come along and say, מיגוד that he has this חלק, he has the other חלק as well. Just like he has this חלק, the other guy sold him the other חלק as well. He was in the game. Uman's got nothing to talk about at all. You don't even own anything to say a migu. The migu of a shutav could say, migu that own this half, just like on this half, he sold me on half as well. But if the mishnah says shutav called sheken, there's no hazakah by Uman, that has nothing to do with anything.
More fishy on the...
No, of course Uman, there's no hazakah. If you tell me shutav, where there's a logic to say maybe there is a hazakah, because I can say, just like I own this half, he sold me the other half as well. We're partners, he sold me the other half. And still you don't say that, certainly not an Uman, that the item doesn't belong to the Bechlal. He says, there's a worker, if they give my... Comes the Gemara and says, V'kot sheken Uman. Shmuel, Tani Uman, en lo hazakah. But Shmuel, the opposite. Shmuel's girsa was, Uman has no hazakah. Abal shutaf, yesh lo hazakah. But he helped partners? You can make hazakah, which means, if one partner is on the field for 3 years, and the other partner didn't say anything, he can come along now and say, you sold it to me, and I'll be in the iman. Okay, he owes partners, can ma'zik on each other. The azda Shmuel l'ta'ameh, because Shmuel's following his reasoning, the amar Shmuel, ha-shutafin ma'zikin ze'al ze. Clearly, Shmuel owes, shutafim can be ma'zik on each other. Meaning, if one guy lived on a field, on a partnership, and the other partner didn't say anything for 3 years, he could come along and... Say it, it was mine. Not only that, one partner can testify for the other partner. Let's say somebody's contesting the other partner's chilek. His partner can come along and say, I testify that it's his. And he's not considered nogeya b'davar. Understand? We have two partners, right? I own one half for the Uven, one's half for the field, and Shimon owns the other half for the field, let's say. Four partners on, right? Somebody's contesting Shimon's rights over there. The Uven can come and testify for Shimon. Even though their partners are not considered nogeim bedavar, the naasim shomre sakhar ze laze. Thirdly, the din of a partner is the din of a shomer sakhar. Shomer sakhar is hayav in genevav and aveda. Let's say I go down to the field one day and I'm working in the field and something gets stolen. I'm responsible to pay my partner back. Because I'm considered like a shomer sakhar. Partners have a din of a shomer sakhar that must compensate each other on the shomer sakhar level, meaning they're going to be hayav for theft. Okay? Look at the Rashbam. Umi'idim. Ze al chelko shel ze la'amida biyado. Im ba echad min ha-shuk la'ar'ir alav. Right, if somebody comes along to claim the other partner is a chelek, ve'lo havi nogeya bi'edut. He's not considered nogeya bi'edut. And therefore, he can testify for his friend. Ve'na'asim k'shomre sachar ze la'ze. They have a deal of shomre sachar ze la'ze. She'im mebayit echad mem nignav davar shel shutafut. Hayav leshalem kishome sachar. Right. If let's say something from the partnership got stolen from one of the houses, he has to pay back because he has a din of a shome sachar.
Bar continues. Rami le Rabbi Abba le Rav Yehuda b'me'arta deber Rav Zakai. He asked him a question in the cave of Rav Zakai. It seems this was a time where they were running away from the enemies and they couldn't learn Torah in public. So to show you how much mesirut nefesh the rabbis had, they studied Torah under great danger, hiding out in the caves. That's where the Gemara goes out of its way to point that out, to show us that even in the times of persecution, they studied in the caves. Mi amar Shmuel shutaf yesh lo hazakah? We learned earlier that a shutaf has a hazakah. What does that mean? Partners. Partners on a field. They split the field, right? This guy's half the field, the other guy's half the field. Their partner's on the field. One guy's working on the field or using the field for 3 years, and the other partner doesn't say anything for 3 years. Makes a hazakah. You can hear it logically the other way. You can say, what do you mean? Their partners, he doesn't have to say anything because they're partners. You say, no.
Shmuel holds that shutaf yesh lo hazaka, that a partner is under the regular dinim of hazaka, that if one partner lets his other partner work on the field for 3 days and protest, it's a hazaka. Gemara says, what do you mean? Veha amar Shmuel, but didn't Shmuel say shutaf ki yored birshut dameh? That a shutaf, a partner, is considered like a person that goes down to the field with permission. Meaning, it's like he has permission to go down to the field. What does that mean? Look at Rashbam. The Ha'amar Shmuel Shutaf Shemahzik Bechol HaSadeh. Let's say the Shutaf is working the whole field. Okay? Gam Bechalko Shel Havero Ki Yored Bershut. Kelomar Ki Ilu Natan Lo Havero Reshut V'Tzivau Liyot Bimkomo. Which means he has a din of an aris. Just like an aris, aris is a sharecropper. A sharecropper doesn't have a hazakah. That's the owner gave him permission to go down to work the field, and he gets a percentage. Similarly, when one partner is working the whole field, he's like going down with permission, meaning he's like an aris. And just like an aris doesn't have a hazakah, so a sharecropper, so a shutaf also doesn't have a hazakah. So the Gemara says, the memra, the shutaf, and no hazakah. Must be to teach that a shutaf does not have a hazakah, just like an aris doesn't have a hazakah. Lo kasha, it's not a question. Hadana hit lekula. Is an interesting look. It depends. If he's working the whole field, kula the partner, or he's working part of the field. Sometimes he has a hazakah, sometimes he doesn't. Now the Gemara doesn't tell us which side is what. It just tells us when he's working the whole field or he's working part of the field. So the Gemara then says, Amrila lehaigisa ve amrila lehaigisa. You can go either way. You could learn that the whole field when he works he has hazakah, or you could say when he's working part of the field he has hazakah. There's two sevarot to say each side. I'm going to read you both sides so we don't have to spend time to say it clearly. According to the first approach, I'm reading number 10. The reasoning runs as follows. Most partners desire an annual return on their investment. Okay, understand that. Thus it is unlikely that one partner would allow the other exclusive use of the field for 3 years and delay his own benefit from the field until it is his turn to have exclusive use. That means if you have a guy giving the whole field to one of the partners, that's not normal. You can say, well, he's going to work for 3 years, and when 3 years later you're going to work, you're going to get all the profits. You don't want to delay your revenue. So this logic says if the guy's working the whole field for 3 years and he didn't protest, you could assume that this guy is a hazakah. And he'll be believed to make a hazakah and such a thing. Because again, it's not normal to give a guy a field for 3 years and get all the profits, and then what? You're going to work for the next 3 years? Well, for 3 years you get nothing? That's hard to say. Cut. The guy is assuming. Right? Therefore, if he has 3 years, and then he comes along and says, you didn't protest, and you sold it to me, he'll be believed. Because a person doesn't do that. Yeah, that's what hazakah means. Consequently, one's partner's exclusive and unchallenged use of the field for 3 years indicates that he bought out his partner and it was regarding this case Shmuel ruled that a partner can establish hazakah. Now let's go the other way. On the other hand, one partner's use of a particular half of the field for 3 years, that's half, even if it's the better half. Let's say you have two sides of the field, one is better, one's worse. It's a common practice amongst partners. Since each receives an annual return.
They get something.
Right. And then 3 years later, they'll switch. You get that side, and I get that side. The difference in yield obtained by the two partners will balance out when the partners switch halves during the next 3 years. So therefore, if you're unchallenged, that's not a hazakah. Because I'm not going to protest, because that's a normal way of doing. You get the same, I got that. So that's one way of learning that the hazakah works when he has the whole field, and the hazakah doesn't work when he has part. Let's go the other way. The hagisa. The second approach employs a different line of reasoning. A partner does not necessarily seek an annual return on his investment. It's the exact opposite. He doesn't care to have an annual return. For this reason, it is common practice for a person to allow his partner exclusive use of the property for several years in return for his own exclusive use. This side puts exclusive as the key. He wants to have it himself during the equivalent number of years. Consequently, one's partner's exclusive and unchallenged use of the field for 3 years does not indicate that he bought out his partner. And it was regarding this that Shmuel said he cannot establish chazakah. It's the exact opposite. Now, what's the other side? However, once a partner decides that he desires an annual return, it's unlikely that he would accept the inferior half for several years running. Rather, he would insist on equal sharing of the field every year. Once already, he wants to split profits. He's not giving the other guy the better half. So if he kept quiet for 3 years while this guy was working on the better half, he has a chazakah. Okay, so that's the other side. Okay, so how many like? It's opposite. No, it's the opposite. It's the opposite of the first side. Is the chazakah on the whole or is the chazakah on the half? How many like? Okay, comes the Gemara and says, another answer by Ravina. Ravina Amar, Habehad Nahit Lekula. Ravina comes along and says, now, both cases of Shmuel, sometimes you have Hazakah, sometimes no Hazakah, is talking about where the partner was working out the whole field. Now, so what's the Hiduk? Rakasha. Had the Itba Din Haluka, had the Litba Din Haluka. Which means that, when it said that you can make a Hazakah, it's a field that's large enough that you can make a division. The fact that they didn't make a division must mean that he has a Hazakah. But if the field is so small that you can't even divide it up, which means it's too small to divide it up. So he kept quiet, not because he's giving him hazakah. He kept quiet because you use it now, it's too small to divide, and I'll use it the subsequent years. So if it's certain fields are too small to divide, then you can't work them if they don't have a certain shi'ud. So if it's a big field, you let me work the field the first year. The whole field is working. 3 years you didn't say anything. Why would you do that? You could have split it. You could have taken half yourself. For the fact you didn't say anything must be he has hazakah. But if it's a small field, that doesn't lend itself for dividing because it's so small. So if I'm working on it for 3 years unchallenged, it's not a hazakah. I didn't open my mouth because what am I going to do? You work at one. Everybody needs to be exclusive here because it doesn't lend itself to dividing. Now, look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam asked a question that was asked over here in the Shirud. Look at the Rashbam. Delet Badin Haluka. See that, Rashbam? אין החזקה. תהת המנהג הוא לאכול זה שלוש או ארבע שנים שלמות, כל השדה, ואחר כך זה משום דה בשניהם ביחד אינו כדאי. They can't split it because it's not כדאי, it's too small. ואחי קמלה. Now, והך עובדה, which we learned earlier, תרמי בר חמה ורב עוגבה, בר חמה, we saw two partners, תזבין אמתה בשותפות. They bought an amah, they bought a servant, which is like karka, they bought it in partnerships. מור משמש לשונה, the shilishit. One rabbi worked the first year and the third year. Another rabbi worked the second year and the fourth year because they didn't want the other ones to have hazakah on each other. Oh, beres perkin. Uparshina tamak yechi delo dechseku adadi. Hu adin. You know, the truth of the matter is, Rashbam says, tiyava kol ha-mishtemesh shelosh shanim netzufin lo teve hazakah. Really, even if they would have worked 3 years straight, it wouldn't have been a problem of hazakah. Tehalit behada amta din haluka. Because you can't split an amma up. Yeah. Based on the rule we just said over here, an amma is not splittable. It's like a karka that's very small. So why do the rabbis have to alternate to not to give each other a hazakah? Let each one do it for 3 years and do it for 3 years. So he says, ve'ilkach, lo tiv hazakah. Ve'inu de'ahzuk b'sirugin. The reason why they alternated, mishum dema lo yad'e ha'edim, lesof gimel shanim, shelikuha b'shutafut. Could be the witnesses after 3 years are not going to be under the understanding that this was a partnership. I'm not a partner. And therefore he's going to have a So they did it to protect if there's not going to be witnesses that know about the shutafut. But let's say they weren't worried about that. In the Khirami, they would be able to take it for 3 years at a time. There is no hazakah in that case. So that answers your question. Okay? Comes the Gemara and continues. Gufa. Amar Shmuel, Shutaf ki yored b'rishut dame. We just learned this statement. The Shutaf is like a yored b'rishut. What is yored b'rishut? It's like he has permission to go down. A Shutaf has permission to go down to the field without asking his partner's permission and to plant and to do things like that. My kamashmalan, what's the hadush over here? Shutafut en lo hazakah. You teach me that a Shutafut has no hazakah, which means a Shutaf is not bound by hazakah. So Gebra says, lema Shutaf en lo hazakah. So tell me straight. Just say a Shutaf. It doesn't make a hazakah. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Bar Abu, Lomar shenotel b'shbach hamagiyach lechtafayim b'sadeh she'ena asuya lita k'sadeh asuya lita. The whole story over here of this subject. In order to understand this piece over again, we need a lot of introductions over here. We learned this in Baba Metzi'ah. We're going to review. Baba Metzi'ah speaks of a case in which a person planted trees in somebody else's field without permission. I'll go with you. I plant trees.
Since the intruder has, in fact, generated profit for the owner, you're getting trees now, you're getting product, he receives compensation for his efforts. The amount of compensation depends upon what type of field it was. If it was a field that was better suited for trees than grains or vegetables, that's sadeh asuya lita, then he receives whatever percentage of the profits is usually paid to a sharecropper. Hadush. Even though the guy went in and planted, yeah, without the permission, but he enhanced the guy's field, so you pay him as a normal sharecropper would get paid. If, however, the field is better suited for grains and vegetables than trees, that's ena asuya lita, and the intruder planted trees, so then you only reimburse him back for his expenses, but you don't reimburse him back for the benefit that he did. Okay, continue. The foregoing applies when the one who worked the field did not receive permission to do so. If, however, the owner granted the person permission to work the field without specifying what he should be planted, whether, you know, trees or not, the planter receives a sharecropper's portion regardless of whether the field is suitable for trees or not. There's also a difference between an intruder and a person who works the field with permission in regard to the mature produce. That's ketafayim. Ketafayim is a product that reached maturity, ripe fruit. The intruder now goes into the field and he plants, let's say, a tree, right? So we say you treat him like a sharecropper. But you don't give him a share in fruit that was ripened already. An intruder receives no share of this produce, as the owner can claim it was already matured and required no care. We don't need you to go to work that tree. Let's say he went into the tree that was ripe already, and he worked, he planted it, he plowed it. I don't need you to, the tree is ripe already. I don't need you to, I'm not giving you a share on the ripe fruit. A planter who entered with permission, however, receives a share even of this produce, and is assumed that the owner wished to tend to the produce when he granted the permission to take over the field. Okay, so there's two differences between an intruder and somebody gets permission. Number one, legabe the ripe fruit. And number two, legabe if he plants trees in a field that normally does not normally plant trees. By an intruder, he only gets what he spent. Whereas the person that got permission, he gets commission. He gets the regular aris thing, no matter whatever he planted. Now, when a person fails in his attempt to establish a hazakah in the field, and is ousted by the original owner, his occupancy of the field is viewed as that of an intruder. Like you understand, a person is on the field, he has hazakah, he doesn't know hazakah, the guy throws him off, you're an intruder. So even though you planted on the field for 2.5 years, whatever it is, whatever the deen is, we give you whatever you spent, but we're not going to give you as a sharecropper. We don't pay you a sharecropper, a percentage of everything that you did. He must return the produce to the owners, reimbursed only for his expenses. Okay. Thus, had Shmuel merely stated that a partner cannot establish a hazakah, right? If he just would have said what he holds, no hazakah for a partner, the partner who failed in his attempt to claim the land as his own would have been assumed to be in the category of an intruder and would have been entitled only to reimbursement of his expenses. Therefore, Shmuel said no, that a partner is considered as one who works the field with permission, thus equating him not with an intruder, but with one who had worked the field with the owner's permission. That gives him two advantages. That gives him advantage number one, he gets the mature produce, and also he gets the deen like an aris, that he gets the regular percentage, not only what he spent. So the hadush of Shmuel was that he's a shutaf, is like a yored birshut. It's like going down with permission. Okay? That's the deen. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.